The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God, I truly welcome you to hear this true prophetic message taught in Holy Ghost anointing. And if you'll listen carefully, you'll discern that it's true and makes sense. And I pray that our Lord will give you ears to hear and a heart to understand this true message out of the Word of God. I continue the message today entitled The Gathering Storm. I've been on this for a number of days and will continue it for a number of days, and I hope that God will give you ears to hear. The Gathering Storm. I've been preaching this ever since 1967, that there is a storm gathering against this end time generation, especially this nation that was built under the motto, "In God We Trust," by our old patriotic forefathers, and they built this nation. God built this nation, ladies and gentlemen. God hasn't given up on this nation, and that's why this gathering storm is coming with his four sword judgments, and it doesn't make any difference what people think about it. The nation like us that's defiant against God and his word, this nation is full of young savages, sex perverts, gluttons, abortionists, drunks, dope addicts, crooks, phony preachers, counterfeit Christians, and we are going to have this devastating judgment come upon us. God's four sword judgments of terrorism and pestilence and natural disasters and even hunger and famine in this rising, gathering storm and spiritual darkness. I begin with a scripture today from the words of Jesus Christ, the greatest prophet that ever lived, from Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 7. The disciples of Christ asked him what would be the sign of his coming and of the end of the age in which we're living. And he begins and says, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. And when you shall hear of wars and commotions," that sounds like a storm, doesn't it? "Be not terrified, for those things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then he said to them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers," that means many places, "and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven." That's some prognostication, isn't it? That's what these terrible events is going to shape the destiny of the millions and billions upon this planet Earth here in our end-time generation. Now, the disciples of Christ wanted to know the signs or indicators that we would know when we were that generation that Jesus Christ would appear to, and that the Lord's judgments would be upon the end-time generation because of their rebellion against the Word of God. And the spirit of our age is rebellion, and our days are like Noah's day, ladies and gentlemen. The earth is filled with violence, and the earth is corrupt before God like it was in Noah's day. Well, Jesus Christ continued here and makes it even more profoundly spoken. And the revelation here of this gathering storm continues in Verse 25 of Luke 21, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Well, that mainly indicates there's going to be rebellion and commotions and wars and all kinds of acts of terrorism are everywhere, but it also means the sea and the waves will be roaring. Hurricanes, tornadoes, all kinds of terrible catastrophic storms and floods and disasters that will occur because of the terrible winds and waves that will be roaring here in this end time to create destruction. Then he says, because of these things, men's hearts will be failing them for fear and for looking after those things coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And he says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift your heads up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a coming of Jesus Christ, the advent of Christ coming, but before he's coming, we're going through this gathering storm of God's four sword judgments if you live long enough. Now, we're living in an age when we're hearing preachers preach all kind of things, but I'll tell you, folks, God always has judged his church for their perfidiousness, for their lukewarmness, for their idolatry, for the perverting of his word, for their old rebellious spirits that gets in the midst of God's people and the preachers, and they turn away from the word of God and are turned to fables. But ladies and gentlemen, the hope is God has not given up on this nation. He's going to send Elijah back. See, the last two verses of the Old Testament says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children." That means the parents to the children. "And the children to their parents. Lest," God says, "I come and I'll smite the earth with a curse if Elijah doesn't come first." You read about the coming of Elijah. I can't get on that today, but you find the revelation of it in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, beginning in verse 3, and it is a very profound revelation to those who believe the Bible, the true word of God. And that's what I'm preaching out of, the true Bible, the old King James Version. Praise God, it's the only true version of the Bible, and I pray that God will help you to have ears to hear this message as we preach to you about the rise of the gathering storm. Well, back in Noah's day, he was a prophet, and God warned him, and he was the only man that was warned in his day, and that was, you know, Jesus said in Luke 17:26, "As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days when the Son of Man returns." And they had certain signs here that we can note carefully. They ate, they drank. That means they did it gluttonously or intemperately. They married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered in the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. What kind of generation was it that great storm that God had prophesied about it and revealed to Noah came upon the earth with such a destructive and catastrophic force and results? All right, the sixth chapter of Genesis. "When the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them wives of all which they chose." There was a population explosion back in the days of Noah, and the sons of God, they began to degenerate like they have today and get mixed up with the world. And God said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man. I'm going to give him 120 years, and that's it." All right, verse 5, "God saw the wickedness of man," and you know what? The sons of God were right in the middle of this stinking, rebellious spirit that gripped the hearts of the people of Noah's generation. "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." And then he revealed to Noah. Verse 8 said, "Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." And these are the generations of Noah. He was a just man. He was perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Verse 11, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." That's the way the earth, the condition of the society, the old sick society that Noah was a prophet to. And this generation must have a true prophet of God, ladies and gentlemen, to lead back a remnant to God and help us to look back to our history the history of this great nation, that God built this nation, and when God builds a nation, God has every right in the world to judge that nation for their rebellious acts and their old defiance against God's word in his law. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this storm is arising. With these four sword judgments, we see pestilence already breaking out in, well, tremendous, epidemic proportions here in this great nation of ours. We see perverted sex and idolatry and rebellion against God and his word on every hand, and we must repent and turn back to God, or we're going to be destroyed in his consuming judgments of this gathering storm. I like to think back where our beginnings were, that God built this nation. He was the architect of this nation. He used our patriotic forefathers back over two centuries ago to set this nation up with its constitution, with a Declaration of Independence. There were 56 valiant patriots who affixed their names to the historic document we call the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. They paid the price that they pledged. In the last paragraph of that declaration, which led to our personal liberty we now take for granted, here's what it says, ladies and gentlemen. These 56 men signed it. This is what they signed. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Well, we're living in a nation that's full of young savages and sex perverts and all of these crooks and deadbeats and, oh, Lord have mercy. Well, the whole nation has gone wild for exotic pleasure and the making of money. And God is looking upon this nation with anger because the Bible is even being perverted and people are turning away from the Word of God. And we have a great book here. I have it in my hand as I'm speaking to you on this radio broadcast called The Holy Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a holy Bible. It's a good book. And back in the 20s when I was brought up as a child and in the 30s as a teenager, it was a book that was honored by the even in the government officials. They honored it in the government, the halls of government, in the public school system. Now the Word of God is absolutely rejected. It's thrown back and put under the bottom of a bunch of old modern philosophy books and old perverted Bibles. And here we are headed into the greatest time of judgment since the days of Noah, when God will visit this nation and break the pride of our power because of our rebellion against the Word of God. Well, I see my time is about gone. And I pray that God will surely give you ears to hear what he's saying to the church in this end time generation. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, there is a storm. That gathering storm is gaining. It's gaining strength. We can even hear the thunderings and the rumblings of it in the near distance as the judgments of God are ever creeping closer and closer upon this generation that has rebelled against her God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost will move through this message. You'll turn many away from their old perverted acts, from their idolatry, from their rebellious ways. They'll turn to you in full repentance, for Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish. And I pray that many will be turned to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance of their sins. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle, and I pray the Holy Ghost will touch your hearts today. You'll stand with me in this great ministry across this nation and nations around us. And write me this week, and I pray that God will lay it on your hearts to stand with me with a fellowship offering to make my voice strong. Write me to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, P.O. Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, we have these messages in print. We'll mail them to you by your request or our monthly magazine without any cost or obligation. If you want them on video or audio cassette, we'll mail them to you by an offering of support. If you'll write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.